It seems like almost yesterday that the Mississippi River was suddenly frozen over. It was the winter of 1918-19 when a cold December and extended low temperatures closed the river to all north-south traffic. Prior to the flood of 1927 and the construction of a series of dams, levees, and dikes, the river's current was wider and slower. The river thus was more likely to freeze over more frequently than in modern times. As steamboats were generally made with wooden hulls, they could not function when the river was carrying ice. Consequently, at the first sign of floating clusters of ice, these wooden-hulled vessels would retreat to a warm water port, such as Paducah or Memphis. There they would tie up and wait out the ice and cold. Ferries did not function when there was ice in the river, and as there was no bridge between St. Louis and Memphis, there were periods almost every winter in which it would be impossible to cross the Mississippi here in the middle section. One of the consequences of having the river closed for a long period of time was that the coal supply from southern Illinois was shut off. This meant shortages, high prices, and the rationing of coal in January and February of 1919. The situation was made severe by the presence of the great influenza epidemic of that winter. The winter of 1918 and 19 was so cold and so difficult that even though it was almost a century ago, it seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.
Support for Almost Yesterday comes from First State Community Bank, focused on meeting banking needs of today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. On the web at fscb.com. Member FDIC.